educate client on end-of-life planning process and tools. An additional component of estate planning is end-of-life planning. This is another aspect of estate planning that can frequently be overlooked, especially by younger clients, so a counselor should be prepared to discuss this topic. This is likely to be the most sensitive topic to discuss with clients, and extra care should be taken. As in the case of other discussions related to estate planning, AFCs should attempt to find a positive framing for planning end-of-life decisions as soon as possible. It can avoid misunderstandings. Doing so can remove some burdens from loved ones, who will already be experiencing considerable stress and grief. It can create peace of mind, knowing that one's wishes will be followed should the worst come to pass. A counselor should also be mindful of cultural preferences. A counselor should encourage their client to discuss the topic with their loved ones in order to help them come to decisions. There are various processes and tools available to people to help manage their medical and other needs should they become incapacitated before death. This includes the types of medical care they do or do not wish to receive, which can be identified in advance, and also designating who has decision-making authority in the case of incapacity. As in the case of other estate planning processes and tools, the counselor's role is that of educator. They provide clients with the information needed to identify the processes and tools that need to be considered. Clients should then be directed to relevant professionals. Planning for end of life includes two things: creating advance healthcare directives, designating power of attorney. Advance healthcare directives. A client will have to decide for themselves how they want to be cared for at the end of their life, that is, what medical care or treatments they do or do not wish to receive. This can refer to the end of their lives at the end of a long, comfortable retirement, or in the case of an accident or unexpected illness. As with other elements of estate planning, clients should be encouraged not to assume these tools are only relevant to the retired and elderly. They should be recommended to all clients over the age of 18. It is not uncommon for parents to find themselves unable to make decisions for children who are unable to make them for themselves, for example, after a major accident. To make sure that they receive the appropriate and desired care, they need to create a living will, which is defined as a legal document detailing a person's wishes regarding medical treatments and life-sustaining measures in case they become unable to communicate or make decisions due to illness or incapacity. A living will is one type of advance directive, also known as an advance medical directive or advance healthcare directive. See Exhibit 3-18 for other common advance directives. Exhibit 3-18, other common advance directives. In addition to developing advance directives, clients should be encouraged to designate a healthcare proxy, which is defined as a legal document that allows a person to appoint someone else to make medical decisions on their behalf if they become unable to do so. A client should hire an attorney to help when creating any legal documents, including a living will and a healthcare proxy. Some may not be able to pay for legal services, so a counselor should be prepared to educate their clients about other resources available to them. For example, there may be local legal clinics or other nonprofit organizations operating in the region that can provide assistance at low or no cost. Some hospitals also have functionally equivalent documents available, example DNRs, PNS, POST. It is important for an AFC to remain current on what might be available for their clients should they need assistance in creating advance healthcare directives and build a referral network to help meet the needs of their clients. Power of attorney. Designating a power of attorney, POA, is an important step in estate planning. Like others, it is not solely relevant to retirees or people in the later stages of their lives. A power of attorney is defined as a legal document that grants one individual the authority to act on behalf of another in specified legal, financial, or healthcare matters. The person who receives POA is selected by whoever is drawing up the document. This person is called the attorney in fact or agent. An attorney in fact, agent is defined as an individual authorized through a power of attorney document to act on behalf of another person, known as the principal in legal or financial matters. The scope of authority is defined within the document and can range from specific tasks to broad decision-making powers. The attorney in fact's authority is limited only to the specific purpose for which it is intended, such as managing someone's financial matters or medical care. Typically, power of attorney ends if the person who granted it becomes incapacitated. For this reason, there is a type of power of attorney called a durable power of attorney. A durable power of attorney, DPLA, is defined as a legal document that grants a designated individual the authority to make financial or legal decisions on another person's behalf, continuing even if the individual becomes incapacitated. At any time, a principal can override any decisions made by someone to whom they have granted POA or DPOA, and they have the right to cancel the grant at any time. There are a variety of different forms of POA, and someone can grant someone else power of attorney in broad or limited scope, depending on their needs. For example, financial power of attorney, FPOA, a legal document that grants an individual the authority to manage another person's financial affairs. Medical power of attorney, MPOA, a legal document that designates an individual to make healthcare decisions on behalf of another person who becomes incapacitated or unable to do so themselves. Limited power of attorney, LPOA, a legal document granting someone the authority to act on behalf of another person for defined tasks or a set period of time. Springing power of attorney, SPOA, a legal document that grants authority to an agent to act on behalf of the principal only upon the occurrence of a specified event or condition, such as the principal becoming incapacitated. Note, these are not legal in all states. It is important to note that all forms of power of attorney end when the grantor dies. The ways in which power of attorney can be granted and used by individuals are extensive. The important thing to remember is that they act on the grantor's behalf and in their best interests. Here are two additional examples of how power of attorney may be granted. Granting someone durable power of attorney for both healthcare and finances can mean they are able to pay the principal's health insurance premium if they become incapacitated in a hospital. This would avoid the possibility of a missed premium payment, which would cancel health coverage for the injured party. Granting a third-party limited power of attorney if deployed overseas in order to sign real estate closing documents. This means the principal can still complete the purchase of a home, while not giving the third party wider decision-making powers. Granting limited financial power of attorney to an accountant in order to serve as one's agent to the IRS.